muffins, like pumpkin muffins, but mm-hmm. that's real. It's real pumpkin yeah. and it's real spices. So it tastes like pumpkin mm-hmm. spice.
They should put chocolate chips in that though.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
What?
That was some disrespectful ass shit you just said.
No! They should put chocolate yeah. chips in them.
No!
Yes, they should, so they can be melty.
No!
Epic Nuggets cooking plates full so heavy. Epic Nugget vibes rolling in the groove. Tori and Jaden always on the move. Real talk, real jokes, they got nothing to prove.
We're ready. We're in here.
We're
like,
in here.
And they're like, swimwear. What's up, guys? Welcome yeah. to another episode of Epic Nuggets podcast. I'm Jaden.
I'm Tori.
And we got another spooky season set for you.
Spooktaculous episode.
Yay. Yay. Even though I was going to say, like, grab your hot cocoa and sit down or some shit. Like, but it's hot as fuck here in Georgia.
Yeah, it's still pretty warm for yeah. Halloween.
Yeah, it's hot as hell. So, yeah, cocoa or coffee?
Ice cold cider.
Cider?
Or if you're driving, nothing at all.
That's right. I always drink. You don't drink stuff while you're driving?
Hell yeah, I do. I drink water.
Water. Water. Sometimes I'll drink a kombucha.
I love a good kombucha.
Yay.
I like those home kombuchas, bro. I'm addicted to them right now.
Those are good.
Addicted.
Those are good. Do you like pumpkin spice stuff? Do you like pumpkin spice
I stuff? Do like pumpkin spice stuff, but it just like depends on what it is. And since I don't drink coffee, that eliminates like half of the things that I liked.
I don't like faux pumpkin spice stuff.
I think people can get real out of hand with it. Like, really, really.
I like muffins, like pumpkin muffins, but mm-hmm. that's real. It's real pumpkin yeah. and it's real spices. So it tastes like pumpkin mm-hmm. spice.
They should put chocolate chips in that though.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
What?
That was some disrespectful ass shit you just said.
No! They should put chocolate yeah. chips in them.
No!
Yes, they should, so they can be melty.
No!
Yeah.
What type of muffins? What type of pumpkin spice muffins are you eating?
I don't know. I've made them before. They're good.
You think it needs chocolate?
Look, you take...
You can put whipped cream.
Ugh. No.
Oh.
Not a big whipped cream fan.
Squishy pumpkin muffin, and you just
whoosh, no,
and
no, maybe some cream cheese like frosting.
Oh, that's for a cupcake. If you're gonna do like pumpkin cupcakes, that's different. It's a different recipe. It's a different texture. Squishy pumpkin muffins with real pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
Just whoosh.
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, it does not eat chocolate.
Yes, it does. It's
no!
the best. Look, if you
it
take...
You so shitty ass muffins if you need chocolate
spice,
in them.
If you take some spice cake mix and you put it with some pumpkin pie mix, okay? And maybe this isn't pumpkin spice, but there's spice and there's pumpkin spice.
I'm about to say you're using mixes. That's probably why you feel this way, you know?
Then,
I just hit my head on the wall.
Yeah. Okay. Bro, I did that shit the other day in public.
Oh, really?
And it was awful. I was embarrassed. Yeah. And then you put chocolate chips in them and you bake them. I call them poop muffins because they look terrible. They're real ugly, but they're delicious.
I'm going to make you some pumpkin muffins for Thanksgiving.
Muffins.
Yeah. We can have a contest.
Okay.
Let's do it. Well, not a contest. We'll call it a muffin swap. You know, muffin
it's
swap?
It's a muffin off.
It's a muffin off.
Off.
Muffin off.
It's a muffin off.
That sounds weird. I don't know if I like that. We have muffin swaps. We're gonna make muffins, and we're gonna
swip them, swap them,
and probably just eat them all. That's yeah. As long as we're eating muffins, I don't care.
I'm cool.
That's fine.
We'll have to prep for that, but
yeah,
I haven't made them in a while, so hopefully I don't. It's like a delicate amount of pumpkin pie mix. You can't put too much because then it'll be way too dense.
You don't use like a real pumpkin.
No, because then I gotta worry about what spice is in it. Who the hell is out here doing a real pumpkin?
That's what
you
I'm trying
from an actual like.
That's what I'm
pumpkin.
Trying to tell you.
Why
you? Because the texture is literally, it's totally different. It's so, dare I use the word moist and squishy, and like pumpkiny, and the spices are so rich. That's what I'm saying. My mom, I grew up with my mom making these, and she made them once a year, mm-hmm. and we
yeah, because she was fuck
them muffins.
Scraping that pumpkin in the kitchen.
Yeah, working. And it was a double whammy too, because we would help her scrape all the pumpkin out, and then you separate the seeds from the pumpkin guts, and then you make spicy roasted pumpkin seeds in the oven.
And then you carve the pumpkin into something.
Yeah, and then you use the guts for the muffins, and then you get to carve the pumpkin. It was like, oh my God, that's why I love Halloween so much. That was one of my favorite traditions.
That makes sense. If you're going to use all of the pumpkin anyway.
It was great.
I do think it's super wasteful when people just buy pumpkins and then they just, like, carve them and they just throw all the guts.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I don't love that.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's like, yeah,
that was hard for me. You're supposed to eat it.
Yeah.
You're supposed to eat it.
Yeah.
I'm going to let Elodie help me this year, too. Let me get her, back.
I do remember, you know.
Yeah.
We had, like, a team building event at work one time, like, I think I was, like, 19. It was, like, an eternity ago. And they had, like, pumpkin carving kits. And I was like, this is trash.
Yeah. First off, I saw one of those at Publix.
They're plastic. You can't cut through a goddamn pumpkin
with
plastic.
No,
okay, I remember them. They were lime green. And I was this is bullshit. Orange. When do we get to eat? I'm hungry. I'm fighting with this fucking pumpkin. I'm breaking plastic pieces that are supposed to break the pumpkin.
Yeah, the pumpkin is winning.
I drove all the way out here for this shit, and y'all know I drive far. Y'all could have FaceTimed me. I don't even know if that was a thing.
Feed me.
But
just feed me food.
Yeah.
First.
Like, when do we get to eat the snacks? Because this is bullshit. I'm not building any team. I'm building anxiety and angst.
I am realizing just now, in this very moment, that I associate different holidays with just food, like different, like I was just about like the different, like I was like, yeah, and then Christmas, like Thanksgiving's next, and that means macaroni and cheese, like, and like, and even this, like the carving and all that was like a really fun thing for us to do, but it resulted in food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think food has been my love language from the beginning. I just didn't even know
How could it not, bro? Like, I literally breathe breath.
Not everybody's like that, though.
I know, it's probably a problem. I don't know how I'm not 400 pounds, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to
say. Well, because you pace yourself, though, right? You know?
I mostly eat small snacks all day, and then I slam dinner at night.
Yeah, but I love food. Like, I enjoy eating it when it's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't like cooking it, though.
Yeah.
I don't want to be tired after.
I don't know. It's hard. With Thanksgiving food, though, I normally will I'll prep, like, way
days.
Before.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'll cook all the sweet potatoes and smash those up. Because, honestly, that's, like, the ham and the sweet potato casserole are the most important part of
casserole.
But now we're veering into Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah. Let's reel back.
We got to reel it back.
What's your favorite candy?
Ooh. I don't know. It's hard to narrow it down to just one. I guess, like, I feel like candy's circumstantial, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask it this way. You go trick-or-treating as a kid.
I'm trying to use my imagination. I know. That's the joke. I was like, I did it, so I don't know. And so I'm trying to imagine. Cloud over Tori's head. Little Tori.
God, you missed out on the joys of, like, being in a herd of children. Just, like, this fat herd of children. Mm. And you're just parading down the streets of some innocent neighborhood and getting as much fucking candy as you can, and then sitting down with, like, said herd of children, dumping all your bags out and, like, bargaining for different candies. Like, you pull everything out, you separate it all, right? So you see how many of each different candy you have, and then you bargain with everybody, like, who gets what, you know?
I'm not gonna lie to you, that sounds like lunchtime every day at Illinois.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was so fun, bro.
I'll trade you this for that.
Yes, it was so fun.
Yeah.
It was so fun. Oh my goodness. I always wanted Butterfingers and the Heath bars.
Where it has like Butterfingers are good, but they would hurt my teeth sometimes.
Yeah, God, they're so yummy. I love Heath. And then I wanted like literally any Hershey's. It didn't matter what form, whether that's it was like a little Hershey's. Yeah, or like the Hershey's Kisses. That's what I wanted. And then I wanted something like sour. So I wanted Warheads and Nerds. Like that was the sours that I wanted. Okay. Or if there was sour.
I didn't like sour candy as a kid.
Really?
Like at all. I always loved anything like peanut butter and chocolate. So
I didn't Reese's like Pieces were
my favorite though.
Those are Reese's Pieces are good.
Yeah, but like
Reese's Pieces are good.
Let's see what else. I liked Crunch Bars as a kid.
Those are all right.
They're okay.
Those are all right.
Any form of bubble gum because I was always trying to blow.
Oh yes, giant I want bubbles. as much bubble gum as I could get.
And that fucking
the
gum,
double bubble was so
dude,
good.
The Bubblicious gum, like it only lasted like 5 minutes, and then it got hard as hell. You have like 5 minutes to hurry up and like chew
that's
it.
That's not as bad blow as all your bubbles. That's not as bad as the zebra gum. Do you remember the zebra gum?
Hell yeah, I remember.
You know,
the
you would
chew
it for like 5 minutes and then it would turn to goop. Like it would lose
its. Juicy Fruit did that too.
Yeah, it would lose its like it will literally melt.
Yeah,
and
the
then,
structure of the gum is
yeah,
completely gone.
It doesn't
you're
stick
to like
together.
Pieces.
It feels like a loogie in your mouth, yeah. And you're trying to spin it. But then
it's like you wash paper in the washing machine, and then you go to transfer it to the dryer, and you see that shit. It's like that in your mouth.
Yeah, and you always, you always gamble though. You're like, man, if I can just chew it for a little longer. I always did that. I was always gamble. I was like, nah, bro. Yeah.
Yeah,
it would be easier last longer if it would stick like 3 or 4 pieces in though. Like I was that kid with my gum. Like I would just, I'm still like that. I always want 2 pieces. There's never, you know, it's not ever 1 piece of gum.
I chew that natural gum, so that shit stays hard forever. Yeah. There are ones that I've tried though that melt, and I don't fuck with those.
Oh, the Simply, it melts or it used to.
Yeah, or I think there was one called like True or Truth or something like
that.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. They have good mints.
Have
though,
you seen the Neuro gum? The Neuro. Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's supposed to make your brain bigger?
It do. Like make it's money. Really good for you. It's good gum. Yeah, but I always want to try. I'm not a big candy person though. I'm still not. I'm still not a big candy person.
I'd rather have cookies. Or I do love good, like a bar of chocolate that I can break pieces off of.
Yeah.
I'm trying really hard right now to, like, slim back, though, on my nightstand chocolate. Because,
getting away
it
from
has
you.
A name. That's a problem.
What is it?
Nightstand chocolate.
Oh.
Y'all got nightstand chocolate? I mean,
we have nightstand chocolate.
Okay,
we have nightstand chocolate right now.
I know.
I have
one bar I've been looking at every day going, no. No.
We won't eat the whole bar, though. I think that's the difference. Like, I want, like, one. But that's why I don't really like candy, because the sugar, it's, like, always too fucking sweet for me.
Mm-hmm.
What I'll get in trouble with and eat the whole thing of and then be like, oh, my God, why is, like, salty shit? Like, let me tell you what.
Oh, yeah, like a bag of Sun Chips.
Mustard. Yeah, or like the mustard pretzels. Powdered pretzels.
I knew you were going to say that.
Whole fucking bag.
Everybody loves those. I don't love
whole
them.
Whole fucking bag gone.
Give me some like garden salsa Sun Chips.
Or like the butter pretzels. You know, the buttered square pretzels where they're that butter flavor with heavy fucking salt. Salt and vinegar chips.
No.
Oh,
you do like some salt. That is way too salty for me. I could sit there and eat like
I will eat a whole jar of pickles by myself too in one sitting. Oh though, like
God. Yeah, that's so much. No, whenever I quit caffeine, I was craving pickles like a pregnant lady. I mean, I was eating pickle after pickle.
Do you remember when that hit you at like month 2 mm-hmm. of you being off caffeine?
It was weird.
I'm right at month 2, and mine has been jalapenos. And olives.
That's weird.
So I was.
Are
at
you
work.
Completely off caffeine though? Like
yeah.
Zero.
Yeah, like zero.
No coffee.
The
no
only
drinks,
thing, I don't know if this counts.
The kombucha that you like, some of them have caffeine in them.
I don't know if those ones, but I've only had 2 out of that box. I bought like a whole box last week, I only had 2. The only thing that I know has caffeine is some of the teas that I've been drinking, like the black tea or the oolong tea.
Yeah.
But I'm literally only drinking 1 bag of that on like the Friday nights and the Saturday nights
That's
that
good.
I work. That's
yeah,
it. That's the only
bad.
Caffeine.
Like, I've thought about that now. And
then I'll need to check and see if those because I just have caffeine. Like, I don't know.
I'm like maybe three and a half, four. I don't know. But I'm at a point now where I'm like, okay, I could have something with a little bit here and there, and I don't think it would, like, my body would be like, I'm addicted. Like,
yeah, you know? It's literally so light of caffeine, too. I literally think it's like maybe 10, maybe 25 at the most milligrams of caffeine.
Yeah, if you do it every day, your body will stay addicted. But if it's like once a week, then it's like, yeah, you actually get like the beneficial.
I just need that boost on like Friday and Saturday when I work at the bar. And that's the thing, too, though, because since I'm off all the caffeine, just that tea,
it actually hits.
Yeah. And I don't, but because it's such a light dose, I'm not like,
yeah,
you know, crashing. I don't ever have a caffeine crash or a sugar crash at work or anything like that. But, yeah. Oh, but yeah. So I literally sat at work and cut up a jalapeno.
And just ate that thing?
And took the seeds out of some of them, like the real big pieces with a lot of seeds. And I literally had like one of the skewers, and I would stab like two olives and a thick slice of jalapeno and eat that shit.
You're wild for that.
I've never been like that, though. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And I've been craving it, though. Like, I would eat it right now. I would eat a whole bowl of jalapenos right now.
Sometimes just when your body goes through, like, transition. I just got off these antibiotics. And me and bananas have a so-so relationship. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
When I want them, I want them. But when I don't, bro, even when I want them, they always kind of make me nauseous when I eat them.
I don't love them.
Yeah, I don't like
them. Like, I would pick most other fruits before the
over bananas.
Just because like the texture about generally them. They just taste very plain to me.
Now that's what's good with peanut butter.
They're not like very pungent, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So normally I don't really like, I'm like, whatever, I'll buy bananas. Sean will eat most of them. I might eat one because I'm like, be healthy, bitch, you know? Like,
or if you're in a hurry, you gotta grab something.
I've bought some bundles of bananas like since about the time I was getting off of them.
I've just been craving bananas.
It's so weird. Especially because I don't really like them that much.
I don't like bananas, yeah.
But I'm like eating these.
Well, see, I'm not crazy about spicy either, though. Like, I like spicy, but it's like a treat for me. You know, I'm like, yeah, I want to eat something spicy. Like, let's do it. And I like light spice.
Occasionally, yeah.
No, I've been like eating jalapenos.
That's
like, I want them.
That's crazy.
It is.
Well,
it's odd.
I don't know. The body is a weird place.
I know. I'm like, what could I possibly be needing?
That's in jalapenos.
I don't know. Not good on the way out, though. I'll tell you that. Not a good idea. I've been hurting. I've been in pain. I've been struggling, bro.
You need to look
up
and
see. I've been crippled.
Like, what is in jalapenos? And if you could eat something else that has that in it and see if then your body will start craving other stuff.
Yeah.
Got to open that palate up more.
Yeah, because it was weird, too, because I was like, it had been like several days, and I was like, I want something, but I don't know what I want, but I want something. You know what I mean? And then we were at work, and one of my coworkers was like, man, I love just getting like a jalapeno and an olive, and I'll like eat that, and it's so good. And I was like, I know, and I was like, I'll try it. And then ever since then, like, I've been, like, craving it. And it's like, I don't want to eat, like, food, but that sounds good to me.
That's
you
crazy.
Know? Yeah, something's wrong with me. I don't know what it is.
I don't know, friend.
Yeah, I need to look up what's in them.
You should. And I'm like, you might could just, like, switch it if it's, like, something specific, you know?
Yeah.
Be craving something else.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That'd be good with a pickle, too. Pickle, yeah. Jalapeno, yeah. Olive. Ooh. That sounds like diarrhea.
Too much. All of that sounds good, like too though. Much. That's too much for me.
Sounds delicious.
I am getting a hankering for some chili, though. I'm going to make some chili soon.
Yeah.
I'll rotate what chili. Kind of peppers I put in there. So sometimes I'll put, I forget what that is. It's like a big green chili, and it kind of looks like
habanero.
Smashed.
Yeah, habanero.
No, not that one. That's a little yellow one. It's a big green one, and it's, like, smashed.
Poblano.
Yeah, maybe. And poblano. It has, like, it'll have, like, a red.
Because you can roast them and take the skins off of them and stuff.
Yeah, just chop them and throw them in there.
Oh.
That's good. Or,
You can do stuffed poblano. That's really yummy.
You can get canned chipotle peppers.
Oh, I've done that.
That's good.
I put that in my taco bowls.
It's got a little bit of a kick. That's really good. Yeah, I don't know. I've made all kinds of chili just randomly. I made vegan chilies. I made chilies with carrots in it.
I ain't trying to have no damn vegan it's chili. Good.
I fuck with it. Mm-mm. It had tempeh
can't
in it.
Can't do it. If I'm eating chili, it's going to have meat and chili flavored Fritos. And sour. Do you put sour cream in your chili or no? When you eat it? Okay.
And cheddar cheese. Okay. We don't get the chili flavored Fritos. We get the scoops.
Oh, with the...
Yeah.
Like the...
Bro, okay. Have you ever just sat there and ate a Frito?
Fuck no.
But, like, have you ever done it just to be like, what do these taste like by
themselves? Yeah, cardboard.
Why are they good with... They taste terrible.
I think it's because it's the only chip that's thick enough and sturdy enough to withstand the chili. Like, try to put a fucking tortilla chip. It's going to crack to pieces.
I think I'm going to try them. I love those late July lime chips. I think I'm going to try them on the next go. I don't know if lime goes with chili.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Well, it goes with chili seasoning and like taco seasoning, and the lime's good. So, but it might make it more Mexican-y. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe
I'm gonna eat some chili though. Sam, we're gonna do that. I'm ready to be eating some food. I'm
ready for potato soup. Oh. Yo, that's hilarious that you said that because me and my roommate. Oh yeah, we made a whole peach cobbler.
Okay, but look,
we ate the whole thing.
Let me tell you though. Okay.
It was good.
It is good.
You get that 1-1-1 recipe. That's all you need. One can of peaches.
I've changed it.
One cup of flour. One stick of butter. One cup of milk. Malk.
So.
One cup of sugar.
So I didn't have all the ingredients the other day. And also, I'm trying to lessen my sugar intake. So I had a giant can of like light syrup peaches from Costco.
Mm-hmm.
I had evaporated milk. Because we were out of almond and oat milk, which is what we keep at my house because I don't do dairy.
Yeah.
Or I try not to. And besides cheese, because me and cheese got a loving relationship.
I just thought about something.
And then I had flour.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's got to be self-rising or whatever. So I looked up a recipe. I did the 8 tablespoons or whatever of butter. Okay, but I think I could do less because, like, there's always some that doesn't soak into everything.
What order are you putting it in the pan, though?
You put the butter in the pan, you put the pan in the oven, you let the butter melt. You mix up the milk and the flour
mm-hmm.
and the sugar,
mm-hmm.
and then you put that in the butter pan, and yeah. then you put the peaches.
The batter, like, in the center and let it fill out that way, though? Okay, yeah. So that the butter, like, gets on the edges and then crust?
Yeah, is that the right way?
That's
how I did it.
Yeah, okay. and then we always put, like, peaches and then you drizzle the syrup through it, like the peach juice.
Well, I just drizzled the whole thing all the way through, so.
Oh, really?
But it was a big can.
Yeah.
And so I used one can of, like, 15-ounce evaporated milk. With one cup, I think I did a very full, like, heaping cup of flour. And then I didn't want to use sugar because I'm trying to lessen sugar. So I put, like, maybe 2 spoonfuls of honey in there.
Oh, how was that?
It was wonderful. And then I was like, well, it's light syrup. But peaches are pretty sweet. And so I was like, well, let's see how it goes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, I did it, and it was great. The only thing I got to say about peach cobbler, though, is, like, it's not as good on day 2, you know?
Bullshit.
It's not.
Oh, bullshit.
It's not as good.
A bullshit?
I think maybe next time on day 2, I should, like, put it back in the oven.
Oven to heat it back up?
Yeah, because, like, when you microwave it,
it's good cold, though. Golly, I can eat peach cobbler cold. That's the type of dessert person I am, too, though. That's the type of dessert person that I am. It's
I can,
like,
eat the
cobblers.
Whole pan when it fresh comes out. I could eat the whole fucking
cobblers,
pan.
Ice cream, really gooey brownies where it's not even, like, it's really a solid brownie.
Yeah.
That's, like, my types of dessert. Like, I don't really like cookies. I don't like cupcakes at all. 90% of muffins I do not like.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes they're too dry, honestly.
Yeah. I don't, and once again, like, cookie cakes. I don't like cake. I don't like cake at all.
Cookie cake. Because then it's not really a cookie.
And it's not really a cake. It's just this weird.
It's just like you got too lazy and you cookie batter on and just smashed it.
Ice cream cake fucking slaps though.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I've had anything like that recently.
Parfaits, like the dessert parfaits, I love that. Yeah, those are good.
Cheesecake. Love me some cheesecake. Costco had a blueberry crumble cheesecake up there the other day, and it took everything in my heart to turn away with just
because it's so big
and it's so much sugar.
Oh, y'all got that? Oh, I love pumpkin pie. Yeah, see, I think I'm. Yeah, I don't know. I like wet stuff. Okay,
do you like your pumpkin pie warm or cold?
I think I like it both ways. I don't think I have a preference.
Okay.
I definitely don't.
That's what Sean said the other day. I was like, you want yours warm or cold? And he's like, I don't care. And I was like, okay.
It's really good both ways.
When I eat it cold.
It kind of tastes the same to me both ways.
Mm-mm. When I eat it cold, I'm just like, this is not it. It's good, but it's like a 5. But when I heat it up, it's like a solid 9.
Huh. I don't have a preference. I think it's like a 10 out of 10 for me both ways.
Really?
Gotta have the whipped cream though. I'm sorry. Gotta.
Not a whipped cream fan.
Gotta do it.
I can do it with ice cream.
Mm-mm. Or the fucking whip with the spoon, the Cool Whip. I love Cool Whip. Oh, I love Cool Whip.
I don't know why I don't like
marshmallow whip.
Now look.
Listen, that fucking fruit dip that you make with the marshmallow whip and the cream cheese and shit.
Any cream cheese item, I'm to pretty much down. Okay, first off. But, okay, I will say this. Any of the creams that they put on the Starbucks drinks, I'm in.
Oh, that's cold foam. I like cold foam. It's like milk.
Or, yeah, like those are good.
Malt.
And I mean, like, if they put whipped cream on, like, one of those things, I'm generally okay with it. It's fine. Or, like, no. You know what? No, not that. Like a Chick-fil-A milkshake. You put some cream on
you
that.
You have to.
That's fine. That's, like, the only
thing. Do you eat the cherry or do you not?
Bro, I eat the cherry a fucking medium.
Thank you.
Immediately.
First thing.
Yeah, I get a little swipe of the cream.
The audacity.
And I literally fling that thing right in my
The mouth. Audacity of people like, you want my cherry?
Bitch, yes, I want your cherry.
Of course.
Why do you not want it?
What's wrong with you?
What happened to you as a child that gave you this trauma about cherries?
You fucked up. You got something wrong. Something wrong.
One time, okay, because I like maraschino cherries. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So this one time, yes. I had this friend. I didn't really know her all that well, but that's how it goes with like the whole church.
Yeah,
and you meet people and they're like, oh, they live in like Texas, and then, oh, we're visiting Texas, let's go visit so and so. You don't know them that well, but you're friends,
but your house, sisters in Christ,
it's something like that, you know what I mean? So I went, they were having like a party, and we were over there, and it was like this chick that I knew, and she gave me this maraschino cherry, and I just ate it because I didn't think anything, and then I ate it and I was like, something's damn wrong with that cherry, you know what I'm saying?
You didn't like it?
It was soaked in fucking whiskey. She didn't give me no warning. She thought it was hilarious. So I'm at this party. I'm a child. I'm like 16. I'm fucked up.
From one cherry.
Because I didn't drink anything. Ever. I didn't, you know what I'm saying? I didn't drink any alcohol until I think I was like 18.
We have like these cherries at work that they're called something. But they're supposed to be like liquor flavored, but there's no alcohol in them. But they taste like a Warhead cherry. It's so good, like cherry Warhead.
Mm-hmm.
We put those in the old fashions and shit. They're sour.
Anyway, we're gonna get off the food
topic. Even though I can talk about food for fucking ever.
All day. Oh my god, I love some food.
Did you order that food, by the way?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we got some.
Food. I wonder if I want a bubble tea.
We got
too.
Some food on the way. I looked to see if that was an option for the extra
it's
order.
It's not.
It wasn't.
Damn. Okay. All right. Well, whatever.
I'm not. Anyways.
Do you want a bubble tea?
I always want a bubble tea.
I'm like, I could do it on my phone.
I'm like, but it's fine. If like, it's cool. I don't need one.
All right. Well, so I have a story from one Halloween. Scared the shit out of me.
Okay.
I was like 16 or 17 once again. My grandmother had broke her hip at her house. So I was like, no, I think I was 17 because I was like living at my grandmother's house in I don't remember where it was. Morville, something like that. This was on Mississippi. And so, long story short, this was my first time staying in a house, like, all the way by myself for, like, an extended amount of time. Because she was in the hospital. So, I was like, well, I need a place to live anyway. So, I'll, like, live at your house. I'll take care of your house. So, that way, there's, like, no one, not anyone here.
Yeah, which is exciting. But also, it's, like, scary to be by yourself when you're young.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm, like, here alone. I have my dog with me. She's, like, a pretty big dog. It's, like, a boxer lab mix. And I'm... like in the house, I'm getting a shower or whatever, and yeah, like I guess I had just been getting like kind of spooked lately because I had been there a lot. And then like when you're there and you're somewhere like alone and the neighbors start to notice and they start trying to like talk to you,
yeah, you're like, and what the hell,
yeah. And it was fine, but it was just, it just had me on edge. So I was like asleep. Or no, I had just got out of the shower. I was going in my room to go to sleep. I'm like buck ass naked, and I hear like laughing like outside my window, and my blinds are like barely cracked. And I was like, not enough. You shouldn't be able to see it unless you were like on the window like this, you know. Mm-hmm. And the laughing was so loud, and it sounded like a group of people laughing. So I like. I don't know why. It was really late at night, too. Once again, it was, like, midnight. So, I, like, freak out. I grab, like, a towel. I run back into the bathroom, and I, like, lock myself in the door. Because I, for some reason, like, I stood there, and I waited, and I heard it again. And then I, like, was like, oh, my God, somebody's, like, outside the house. And they're, like, stalking around the house and shit. Why did I automatically assume that? I don't know. I guess I was, like, kind of a PY. Like, honestly, this escalated way more than it should have. Mm-hmm. Should have just made sure all the doors were locked and chilled.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't do that. I called my boyfriend. He's like, oh, well, if you're that scared, like, call the police.
Yeah.
So I called the police. I had C-Spire at the time. And with our plan, if you're on the phone, you cannot use the internet. So, like, you can't Google or anything while you're on the cell phone. So I'm like on the phone with the police, and they're like, oh, what's your address? And I was like, I don't know. I had just moved there.
Oh my God.
And I was like, and I knew how to get to her house without, I had like been there enough times with my mom that like.
You just knew.
I just knew. And I was like, I don't know. And they're like, you're calling us, but you don't know the address. I'm also a minor, and I'm like living in this house, like living in this house without an adult. Which I think is kind of illegal. Like, why am I not at home with my parents? Oh, because they kicked me out. But anyways. Or I left, or whatever you want to call it. Yeah. So I'm like, I just didn't think this all the way through, I guess is what I'm saying. So I, like, call the police, don't know the address, feel super weird, have to hang up on the police, use the internet to find my address, like, on, like, the location thing, like, in my, like on the maps and stuff, and then call them back. And I'm just, like, in the bathroom, like, freaking out for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And call them back. The police come, search the house. Can't find anything, like, around the house. Nobody's, like, skulking around the house. And then as the police are standing on the front door and begin to interrogate me about why I'm at this house all by myself, and I, like, they can't even take a statement from me because I'm under 18, and all this stuff, and then they're trying to get my parents' information, and then they're like, well, maybe you need to, like, come with us. Like, why are you staying in this house by yourself? Like, the neighbor comes outside their door, mm-hmm. and there the laugh is.
Oh, my God.
They had an animatronic door hanger that was motion detecting on their door.
Bro.
And their back door, like, their door to their carport is right, like, 10 steps from my window.
When you were walking across, was the window open enough for it to be triggered by the thing, or, like...
He was cleaning his truck out.
Oh, my fuck. That's terrifying.
But it was the creepiest, stupid, craziest laugh ever, because it was, like...
Supposed to be.
And the neighbor was like, oh, is everything okay? And I was like... And I was like, is that your fucking, like, door thing? It's like it hit all of us, like, yeah. Me and the cops and everything.
Yeah.
And the dude's like, yeah, and he waves in front of it, and it does it again. And I, like, look at the cops, and they were like, and I was like, guys are good to go. Like,
and they're like, taking you with us.
Bro, I know. And they were like, well, and I was like, no, no, no. Like, I'm just staying here for one night. Like, even though I think they knew I was lying because I was scared and I was a retarded teenager. So I had already probably told on myself, but.
Wow.
What are they going to do? Drag me out of my house? No.
I have a similar story about a raccoon, but I won't tell it this time.
Yeah, oh, I'll have to come back too. That's hilarious. That sounds funny. God. Raccoons are like hit or miss.
They're kind of scary.
They're kind of scary. They're really smart. Cute, so I know.
It just depends on, you know, which side you get. But
I would have one as a pet, like if I could.
Yeah, it's illegal in Georgia, apparently.
Oh, it's not illegal in Mississippi. I knew a
bit of people. They probably let you have any animal out in Mississippi. They're wild.
Yeah.
All right. So you're taking Elodie trick-or-treating. You're an adult, but you have a child.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about adults with no childs?
That's weird.
Just going out here trick-or-treating.
That's weird.
You think there's something wrong with them?
I feel weird as an adult trick-or-treating with my, like, not really because it's fun, but, like, you're not going to give me candy. I just dress up because it's fun to dress up and so I can match her. And then she goes and gets the candy and I might like steal a little of her candy here and there because she don't need to be eating that whole bag of fucking candy by herself. But also I'm an adult and if I want candy, I'll just go buy the candy that I want.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. There's still a whole bunch I haven't tried. I was just at Walgreens last night looking at that shit and I was like sitting there drooling and I was like, you know, I haven't tried all of these.
But imagine you just put a costume on. And you and Sean just go trick-or-treating. Like, that would be weird.
That would definitely be weird.
That would be weird.
Also, that's a lot of work. We're not going to do that.
No.
We have a party to go to going up, and I'm just like, coming up. And I'm like,
now, I love Halloween parties. I threw a banging Halloween party, like, 2 years in a row when I lived at that, like, big-ass apartment in downtown in Pontotoc. Talk about decorated that place. Oh my gosh. I went ham. I made like a pot of green white chocolate hot cocoa and then put like these fake eyeballs in it with marshmallows. And then I made jello shots, but in a shot, like the syringes. And you make the jello mix and then you pull it into
I'm
the syringe.
Your idea right now.
Bro, we can make look.
Okay, I'll help. So I was going to make jello shots, but
put them in the syringe though, dog.
Don't tell nobody. And I'm sure they won't listen to this, so they won't know.
But you put alcohol in it.
They were saying this person they were like last year was crazy. Like everybody was so fucked up and I was just like I'm making healthy jello shots. I'm about to get y'all some Pedialyte or some shit.
Yeah.
And be like, no. These didn't come out as good, so we're going to save them for later in the night. And I'm going to help these fools.
Because There you go. You can do cherry Pedialyte with some jello mix.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah, but they're so easy to make, too, because you just make.
Be like blood.
Yeah, the blood. That's what I'm saying. I got a cherry jello mix, and then I spiked it.
Yeah.
And then you pull it into the shot, so you fill the syringe, and then you just put them all the syringes in a bowl in the fridge, and they harden with the jello in the shot, and then you squirt the jello in your mouth, like, with the shot.
That's crazy.
The syringes
are
cheap,
too.
Fat ones.
They do?
Yes.
Okay, I'll have to order some.
They're cheap. They're cheap,
too. Because I got a little bit.
They also have blood bags that you can spike.
I've seen those.
And those are cool looking.
I also saw some stuff the other day. Where it was like a Halloween feast, and they had it was supposed to be like brains.
I have a whole pack of those syringes still if you want to use them. Because you just dishwash them. That's what's cool about them, too. You can use them every year. You just dishwash them.
I mean, yeah,
if they won't throw them away, because they're like good, thick material, you just stick them in the dishwasher.
Recycle basket. I have no idea if they will or not, because I don't know these people. But they had Rice Krispie treats. But they had put, like, it was, like, red all over them. It was supposed to be, like, brains.
Yeah.
And then it had, like, John, Henry. Like, it had, like, the names of, like,
cool.
Who it was from. I was like, oh, my God.
You can also do, they take, like, pretzels and you dip them in, like, chocolate. And then they have, like, these candy, like fingernails that you can put them on them so they look like fingers and you can eat them. It's like chocolate covered pretzels though.
Oh my God, that's wild.
And there's, yeah, it's like these fun little, like, I know. And then we made a big pot of chili and then I made like this cheesy covered, like bread, like I got a baguette and I like cut it up and then put cheese and popped it in the oven.
We were gonna do like a taco bake, me and another girl.
Oh really?
Yeah, because she was like, no one brought real food last year. They just ordered pizza. And no, I was like, I hate that's,
that. I did.
I've been around boys long enough to know, like, I'll bring my own two.
And then I did, I did chili, like the white chocolate hot cocoa, but I put like the green mix in there. Mm-hmm. And then I did the Jello shots and I did the cheesy bread. And then I did, then I did like these really pretty, like three tier things of, like fruit and shit, and then it was I did a big thing of just like popcorn,
yeah,
and then a big thing of like Fritos, and then like a medium thing of the chili Fritos, and that was plenty because then you have like all your salty, right. You like have your fruit food. Yeah, and then you had like your big meal, right. Over there, so there was,
that's good.
Oh, and then like of course a bowl of candy because, yeah, like all the little kids, and then we had like glow sticks and it was a banger. We did really good, and then we were in downtown, so all my friends had kids, and we all took the kids trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
So everyone dressed up, and then we all put the kids to bed, and then we all stayed up and, you know, hung out and stuff.
That sounds
fun. It was
fun.
Good. It was really fun. It was, like, the most fun party of.
Only parties.
Yeah, so. Those are more fun, for sure. Those are even more fun.
I expect it to be wild, but Also, I don't do any. You know, I'm pretty laid back.
You're going to be tired.
Told the other girl, I was like, you want to be a wallflower with me?
That's funny.
I was like, because I'm going to just be like.
You'll be chilling.
Mm-hmm.
God, I haven't done that. Elodie was like not even two. She wasn't even 2 years old, I don't think, when I did that.
No.
She was like a year.
Grown up.
Yeah. She's getting so big. Yeah, I couldn't drink or anything, obviously.
Yeah.
Because
I still think it's fun. I was
still breastfeeding. But I like to host stuff, too.
I like watching other people get fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that shit's hilarious. Like, bro, like, a bunch of y'all ain't even gonna remember this.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are wild.
I think that's why, that's one of my main reasons for wanting, like, a lot of money, though, I swear.
Yeah.
Like, I like
to host and have parties.
Yeah, like, I just want to have a nice space that is, like, my space. I can like share with people that I like, that I truly like, you know, and we can just, yeah. I can make a bunch of food and it'd be like super themed. Yeah, because I didn't even drink at that. I didn't drink or anything at that party because, like I said, Elodie was, she was still breastfeeding, so I couldn't, you know.
Yeah.
But it was super fun. I love getting to see everybody come in and be like, oh my God, it's so cute in here. Holy shit. And then everybody be like, the food is so
like
yummy.
It's fun.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. I like doing that.
If I have the time and the money, I do like stuff like that.
Yeah.
But also, like, as I've gotten older, I've realized.
That's a treat, though, dude.
I'm a little introverted. That's what, like.
That's why you only do it a few times a year, though.
Right.
It's at your house.
That's why you're like, oh, you didn't celebrate any holidays. I'm like, bro, I had a great time. Like, I was always out, like, in the fucking woods.
Yeah.
Like go-karting or fishing, or like I had like a little canoe.
I was
always outside by myself.
It's really nice when it's at your house too, though. Like another reason I like hosting is because you can just be like, all right,
bye
guys, like it's time to wrap it up, and then like if your friends are like know what's good, everybody always helps like clean up, clean everything up, and then everybody goes home. So
that is nice.
That's if you know. I always let people help me clean up. Some people will not let you help clean up. Some people will not let you. They'll be like, no. Like, don't you dare. Like we'll clean it up. We'll do this. We'll do that.
Make the mess.
Yeah, especially if you fed me. Of course I'm going to help you load the dishwasher. Like, I'll take a garbage sack and go pick all the trash up around. Like, some people won't let you do it.
Well, some people.
I'll start asking.
They don't even try to help. I'll just start opening cabinets.
But bro, I'll start asking them. I'll be like, "Hey, do you mind taking this bag and just go around and like pick up all the trash real quick?"
That's
like,
good.
you gotta be willing to like delegate though.
Yeah.
Like,
I guess
you
it
know?
Depends, man. If it's a party where everybody gets all fucked up, it's like
how
know,
fucked
good
up
luck.
Though. You know, it depends too. Because once again, that was pretty mild. Like everybody had kids.
Yeah, that was mild.
So it was
of
mild
course.
Fucked upness.
Yeah,
it really
like
was
two beers or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Or maybe like a few Jello shots, but they were like not
crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're gonna be good to go by the time you are ready to go home.
Yeah, and all the kids are right there in the same room. They're all playing. They're like going through their candy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's different than like a Halloween party where everybody's like, we're all Ubering home. That's different. That's different.
Very different. So, it's different. I don't know. We'll see. I'm not.
I can't say I would be the best help cleaning up.
I'm a little bit more like an intimate, smaller gathering person, I think. So, but I do like that kind of stuff every once in a while.
Yeah, like a few times a year, I enjoy it.
It's fun to see what happens. Watch everybody.
Yeah. And then I need to recharge for like
a
few weeks.
That's what Thanksgiving is.
Now Thanksgiving.
Well, for some of us.
Yeah.
Me and Sean have stayed home for like a couple years. Mm-hmm. We just make a little feast.
Yeah. We just eat. Watch a movie.
Yeah. One year we did all seafood. I went to Costco and I just got the most slammed out shit like that I would never get.
Oh, yeah.
But generally we stick with that. Like a ham, sweet potato casserole, and like some mac and cheese or something like that.
Gotta have macaroni and mashed potatoes. But we'll talk about that come Thanksgiving. I know.
We're gonna be rolling back on the food. We're hungry.
We are hungry. We got food coming right now. Before,
but we fucked up on this one.
We didn't come back around and got on food again.
Again. So we gotta get out of here.
We gotta leave.
So listen.
We gotta recharge.
Happy Halloween.
Happy freaking spooky season.
Do some tricks and treats and dress up and be safe and have a good time.
Yep.
We'll see you on the next one.
Deuces. Too honest, Tory Rob, truth bomb steady. Scrappy thing and joke slice like machete. Truth and laughs more tasty than you're ready. Epic nuggets cooking plates full so heavy.